Phileas Fogg agreed. They had no choice. They all climbed onto the sledge. The sledge travelled very quickly across the icy, flat lands of the Central States. The passengers were very cold, and with an icy wind blowing in their ears, they did not speak for most of the journey. They were in Omaha in less than 5 hours. When they arrived, they thanked the man, and Phileas Fogg paid him well. Fortunately, they found a train to Chicago and then to New York immediately. They arrived in New York 2 days later at 11 o'clock on the 11th of December. They quickly went to the port, but the China, the ship taking them to Liverpool, was not there. Fogg did not look surprised. He looked at his watch. They were 45 minutes late.